But in society also. I don't know why the Spirit just seems to be taking me right now on the Christian impact in society. That Christians want so much to have a coalition and that we want to put the Ten Commandments, that Christians want to unite into various types of bodies and do different kinds of things in society. Boy, if we only knew how much power we had just by walking in the Spirit. We don't need. That's why we're not made in the Scriptures a denomination and all this type of thing. You'd just be surprised what the power of the Holy Spirit could do in your office. You'd be surprised what the power of the Holy Spirit could do in your home. What it could do in a bedroom. What it could do in the playroom. And what it can do in the office and in your social life and in your family. And what it can do in society. If we just had Christians walking by faith. Not trying to have some kind of coalition being against this and for that and have everybody vote for this, vote for that. You have something far more powerful. As powerful as a vote is for a citizen, spiritual life is for a Christian. That's powerful. But we just don't trust the Spirit. We just don't trust God here. We want to make something happen. So we have the call of the Holy Spirit. We have the means. And the means of receiving this power, receiving this love, is going to be by our faith. Spiritual love, therefore, is as easy as faith. Just studying how difficult it is and all the things about it. But spiritual love is as easy as faith. Spiritual love is as close to you as is your own soul. And we're seeing this in the crisis of faith. A very important study, the crisis of faith. I'm just amazed at how some pastors, people, they're just so confused on how faith works and what the crisis of faith really is and what it can bring about. But spiritual love is as easy as your faith. And it doesn't require a whole lot, just a little bit, if we're just trusting. Unfortunately, we don't trust. So this is in the midst of what we have been studying. Okay. This sets us up then for next week. I'm not going to just take up time to be taking it up. I've said the major things here. I have a few things down here, but this lines us up. Now, next week we're going to start a whole other section, and we have taken a look at the goal. And at one time I called it the work, but I think we've seen that really our work is faith, so that's not really a good title for it, so we'll call it the goal, the command, the objective, and that is spiritual love. We have seen freedom. We have to be free to love. You have to be free to love. And Christ set us free at the cross. And then we went from there to the cause of the love and then the means of the love. And now we have just a couple more things that I want to take a look at. And next week we're going to start with the consciousness of this love and look at some things we have not looked at in that regard. Okay. Tomorrow night, happiness, and just continue where we left off last Wednesday night on that one. All right, before we leave, means. Any questions on means of spiritual life instead of the cause and means? Okay, let's close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it sounds so simple when we assemble ourselves, look at it in Scripture as we have had the privilege of doing now in this means of love for the last month or so. But Father, we're reminded that we take the communion once a month here. You have given us the communion to participate in it occasionally. And the reason being is, Father, because it becomes so easy to start walking by the flesh. To start walking by law. We don't like what's happening in ourselves. We don't like what's happening in society. And we drift so quickly away from just trust and immediately go to work. We react to the sins of the world and even to our own sins and go to law. And so, Father, while it sounds so simple and sometimes our ears get tired of hearing it, it's so easy to go to law, and it will happen in a day. We can never forget and never hear too often the means of this love It's just to test you. It is because, Father, you want, you desire this love, the love of your Son, to be reflected all over the world. That is the light that will be seen in a dark world, is the love of Christ. That is the love that will be seen. That is the light, His love. And it will only be seen when we're walking in the Spirit, demonstrating spiritual love to one another. But Father, you take these things that we've seen now in this portion of our study, keep them ever mindful in our souls, that we will reflect this glory. Father, we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Take this prayer list home and use them in your own privacy. Those who are without the law, is without law, so not all, just being led of the Spirit. Okay, now I hate to do this, but this brings us now, when I say, not to Southwest Mexico, but we have the problem, now we come to the solution. The solution to why, if I can't do all of these things, if I can't make these things happen, why are they described the way they're described? If I can't do them. And I hate to leave you.